This is Terry Mandel, DO dictating an attorney letter to John Norman, attorney at law, address on file of the firm Pointer in Bucherry. Please use my letterhead. That's Dr. Terry J. Mandel, not Inc., no incorporated, just Dr. Terry Mandel. Dear Mr. Norman, per your request for an independent medical evaluation on your client, Linda Sullivan, please note the following medical letter, period. Linda is L-I-N-D-A, Sullivan, S-U-L-L-I-V-A-N. On February 8th, 2022, I performed an independent medical evaluation, period. I reviewed an extensive amount of medical records, as well as taking the history directly from the patient, period. I did perform a physical examination, period. A doctor-patient relationship was not established, period. New paragraph. The patient is a 60-year-old female, period, height 5'5" tall, period, weight 120 pounds, period. The patient was involved in an automobile accident on or about July 15th, 2016, period. The patient was a driver with her seatbelt on, period. Although she denied loss of consciousness, she sustained injury when an SUV struck the patient's vehicle in the rear, period. There was moderate damage to the vehicle. However, it was drivable, period. The patient was in a Toyota Corolla, period. Her left knee probably hit the dash, period. She had immediate pain in her left knee, comma, neck, comma, and low back, period. She also had radiating pain down her right leg, period. Despite treatment, she continues to have low back pain, left knee pain, and radiating pain down her right buttocks to her thigh, period. The low back pain is daily and constant, period. It is a dull aching pain that ranges from 3 to 6 out of 10 in intensity, period. Her left knee pain is constant, period. It is a dull aching pain that ranges from 3 to 10 out of 10 in intensity, period. She states that she has developed right carpal tunnel syndrome due to the use of a cane and a walker, period. New paragraph. The timeline of her treatment, as best recollected from the patient, is as follows, period. She was seen in the emergency room approximately 3 days later at Jewish Mercy facility in Cincinnati, Ohio, period. She had x-rays and put on medication, period. She saw a chiropractic physician for approximately 6 weeks, Dr. Bell, period. She went to another health center facility and saw a nurse practitioner who referred her to an orthopedic physician at Mercy Health, period. She was advised that she may need a knee replacement. She sought a second opinion from a second orthopedic specialist, Dr. Miller. And was told that she had fractures in her knee in two places, period. She did have a knee repair by Dr. Miller on or about August 17th, 2017, period. She was admitted to a nursing facility for rehab at Indian Springs, period. She was referred to a pain center in Cincinnati. An MRI was ordered on her back for her radiculopathy, and she was told that she had a slip disc, period. She did have epidural injections at Mercy Health Center. She did have epidural injections, period. She was also seen at Mercy Health Pain Center and was put on gabapentin and was given a second epidural injection, period. She was seen at Cincinnati Arthritis knee pain center, period. She was getting and still getting shots in her knee approximately every 6 months, and she was advised that she would need a knee replacement, period. New paragraph. Activities of daily living are affected as follows, period. She has problems bathing, period. Dressing herself is problematic, period. She has difficulty cooking, period. Cleaning house is difficult, period. Going grocery shopping is difficult, period. She does need a motorized cart when she is grocery shopping, period. Sex is affected, period. Sports such as bowling is affected, period. Gardening is problematic, period. Yard work is difficult, period. Sleep is difficult, period. She has difficulty lifting relatives that are children, period. New paragraph, as far as medications, it is an extensive list, period. New paragraph, present treatment includes anti-inflammatories, comma, over-the-counter Tylenol, comma, and topical Voltaren, period. She is also using glucosamine and chondroitin, as well as gabapentin, period. She uses knee braces, period. She has a low back brace, period. She is doing water aerobics at the YMCA, period. She is also doing a home exercise program, period. New paragraph. Past medical history is positive for hypertension, period. She has a history of bladder spasms, period. She is pre-diabetic, period. She has osteoarthritis, period. New paragraph, past surgical history is that at age 5, she was blind in her left eye, period. She has had a right breast cyst removed, period. She has had a hysterectomy, period. She has had bilateral knee fracture repairs, period. New paragraph, her occupation is that of an RN, period. She did have to quit due to this automobile accident after the surgery on her knee of August 17th of 2017, period. New paragraph. Past traumatic medical history reveals 1 year before the automobile accident. She injured her left knee in an automobile accident, period. It essentially resolved after approximately 6 weeks of chiropractic care, period. She did have some mild permanency with pain, but this automobile accident aggravated the pre-existing condition, period. She had a low back sprain in 1990s. It resolved, period. It occurred while on vacation, and it resolved years before this automobile accident, period. The car was totaled in that accident. She injured her low back and left leg. She did have chiropractic care, and it resolved approximately 6 weeks after 6 weeks of treatment, period. She has not had serious back pain prior to this automobile accident, but this auto accident did aggravate her back, period. The radiculopathy did not start until this automobile accident, period. She has not had any serious automobile accident or work injuries, period. Under new paragraph, under allergy, she's allergic to clafaran, period. I did review an extensive amount of medical records. I would like to comment on some of the pertinent findings, period. MRI of the right knee, September 20th, 2017, pro-scan imaging, conclusion 1, medial compartment failure, 2, blunting of the medial meniscus at the posterior root junction, period. Number 3, grade 3 to 4 chondromalacia of the lateral femoral condyle and tibial plateau, period. Greater Cincinnati pain management, progress notes, August 2nd, 2018, state that she did present with a lumbar MRI for review, and the annular rent was noted at L4, I'm sorry, the annular rent was noted at L5-S1 level to the left paracentral region period. Given these findings, we are going ahead and request an epidural steroid injection of lumbar spine L5-S1 on the left side period. Notes from Charles Miller, M-I-L-L-E-R, M-D, orthopedic surgery, state that she did go to the emergency room on July 18th, 2016 at Jewish Kenwood, where she was x-rayed, revealing moderate severe osteoarthritis. Surgery of the left knee was performed on August 21st of 2017 for medial meniscus tear and internal fixation of the medial femoral condyle in medial tibial plateau for insufficiency fractures that were noted on an MRI period. Although she had pre-existing arthritis and been treated after an accident in May of 2015, she was doing well at the time of the injury that occurred in July 2016 period. He states that she had substantial aggravation of the pre-existing condition and was brought into disabling reality by the motor vehicle accident, period. Independent medical records review done by Dr. Siebert, S-I-E-B-E-R, M-D, done July 7th, 2021. State that her MRI showed an annular rent at L5-S1 to the left paracentral region period. It relates that she had a lumbar epidural steroid injection. It discusses that she was seen by Dr. Bell and was given no impairment rating for the neck, arm, or left knee period. Dr. Siebert believed that Ms. Sullivan had severe pre-existing osteoarthritis that predated the event of July 15, 2016 period. He believed that the minor rear-end accident from July 15, 2016 did not play any role in her meniscus problems or stress fracture problems, comma, which in his opinion would be viewed as likely a natural aging process caused by her excessive body weight and loss of cartilage caused by severe osteoarthritis, period. I, as a reviewing physician, certainly disagree with this wholeheartedly, period. New paragraph. On examination by me, February 8th, 2022, the patient was wearing knee braces bilaterally, period. She was using a four-prong cane as she was ambulating into my office, period. She states that she normally uses a walker for walking long distances, period. On examination, she obviously had an unsteady gait, period. ENT examination revealed the left eye was discolored and she was blind in the left eye. Extraocular muscles were intact, period. Examination of the neck was normal, period. Examination of the thoracic spine was normal, period. Examination of the lumbar area revealed paravertebral muscle spasm, period. There was loss of normal lumbar lordotic curve, period. There was loss of the normal strength in the lumbar area, period. There was diminished range of motion in the lumbar area, period. Lumbar flexion was diminished by 18 degrees, period. Lumbar extension was diminished by 4 degrees, period. Straight leg raising was abnormal at 72 degrees on the right and 86 degrees on the left, period. There was 20% swelling of the left knee, period. There was diminished range of motion of the left knee, period. Left knee flexion was diminished at 24 degrees, period. Right knee range of motion was normal, period. There was heat and tenderness as well as crepitance in the left knee, period. There was popping on range of motion of the left lateral knee, period. There was diminished strength in the left knee, period. Neurological examination revealed a diminished right Achilles reflex at 1 over 4. Remainder of the reflexes were 2 over 4. There was diminished sensation involving the right anterior lower leg, period. There was diminished strength in the right big toe, period. Pulses on circulatory examination were normal and symmetrical at 2 over 4, period. New paragraph. My diagnostic impressions on February 8th, 2022 are number one, left knee trauma. Number two, complex tear of the left medial meniscus resulting in surgery of August 21st, 2017, period. Number three, medial tibial plateau insufficiency fractures. Number four, lumbar strain, comma, radiculopathy, comma, and trauma, period. Diagnoses 2, 3, and 4 are an aggravation of prior pre-existing injuries, period. Taking that in consideration, diagnoses 1 through 4 are directly caused by the automobile accident in question of July 15th, 2016, period. Despite the prior injuries to her left knee and low back, the patient does have permanent impairments, and I have taken that into consideration on lowering the following impairment ratings, period. New paragraph. Utilizing the book Guides to the Evaluation of Permanent Impairment, 6th edition by the AMA, in reference to the left knee, the patient has a 7% lower extremity impairment utilizing table 16-3, page 509, period. This converts to a 3% whole body impairment utilizing table 16-10, page 530, period. In reference to the lumbar region, utilizing table 17-4, page 570, the patient qualifies for a 2% whole body impairment, period. When we combine the 5% whole body impairment to the left knee and the 2% whole body impairment to the lumbar region, this equates to a 5% whole body impairment as it relates to the automobile accident of July 15th, 2016, period. As I mentioned, I did take into consideration her prior medical history, and she would have qualified for a higher percent impairment rating had it not been for her prior medical conditions, period. New paragraph. Future medical expenses as it relates to the auto accident of July 15th, 2016 include the following, period. The patient will need both oral and topical medications at an estimated cost of $100 a month for the remainder of her life, period. The patient will need the continued use of an as-needed back brace at an estimated cost of $200, period. This back brace would need to be replaced every 2 years, period. The patient will need a brace on her left knee at an estimated cost of $225, period. this knee brace will need to be replaced every 1.5 years, period. The patient will probably need more epidural injections at an estimated cost of $4,000, period. As a patient gets older, she will need a left knee replacement, period. I do feel that if this accident did not occur, despite her arthritic and prior problems, she would not have needed the future knee replacement, period. Estimated cost of this knee replacement will be $225,000, and this cost is all-inclusive of surgeon, hospital, anesthesia, and post-op physical therapy, period. The patient may need repair of her discs and her low back area as she ages, period. The patient will need a scooter for mobility issues at an expense of $2,000, period. She will need a four-pronged cane at a cost of $50 that will need to be replaced every year, period. She will need a shower chair at an estimated cost of $125, period. She also needs a walk-in tub at an estimated cost of $4,500, period. New paragraph. I have not provided medical care or any treatment for this claimant, period. I have not made any referrals or advised any treatment, period. I have seen the patient one time for the purposes of doing an independent medical evaluation, period. We have not entered into a doctor-patient relationship, period. The above opinions are based solely on the information provided and mentioned above, and they are expressed within a reasonable degree of medical certainty based upon the scientific principles accepted in the medical community, period. New paragraph. I am dual board certified in both family practice and also osteopathic medicine, period. I have over 40 years' experience in these types of cases, period. Informed consent was obtained for elective examination during the COVID-19 pandemic, period. The patient understood the potential risks of acquiring COVID-19 and agreed to the exam rather than deferring to a later date, period. The patient gave me informed consent to conduct this review and share my findings with any party who requests this information, period. If I could be of any further assistance, please feel free to contact me. Sincerely yours, Terry Mandel, DON of Dictation.